SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
ACO and the AFP have warned radicalization is on the rise.
Voice of the development of multiculturalism in this country. And people think...
Last November, there was an approved neo-Nazi rally organized in Sydney outside State Parliament by the now disbanded National Socialist Network. This was the catalyst for Wednesday's parliamentary hearing. Peter Wertheim from the Executive Council of Australian Jewry says there was a blind spot somewhere.
Clearly, there was a blind spot somewhere by whoever approved this in terms of understanding that having a phalanx of neo-Nazis standing outside the New South Wales Parliament and bellowing anti-Semitic rhetoric constituted a public safety issue, regardless of whether that rhetoric fell afoul of the law.
Michelle Goldman is from the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies. She says laws are only effective when the authorities are adequately trained.
These extremist ideologies never limit themselves to one community. They threaten the fabric of our multicultural society. We strongly support New South Wales' nation-leading laws, which make an offence to support Nazi ideology. But laws are only effective when police are properly trained to recognise extremist symbols, chants and behaviours so they can enforce them consistently.
She says anti-Semitism is being normalised in ways not seen in generations. The Law and Safety Committee is also examining whether new state laws introduced in the wake of the Bondi terror attack are constitutional. Australia's Special Envoy to Combat Anti-Semitism, Gillian Siegel, says there is a disturbing trend.
We are also seeing a deeply concerning convergence of extremism. Neo-Nazi movements, religiously motivated extremism, and ideologically motivated actors across both the far right and the far left increasingly draw on the same anti-Semitic language, imagery, and conspiracy frameworks.
During the hearing, experts spoke about the rise in online radicalization targeting impressionable and vulnerable people who they say are often young and often male. Professor Michelle Grossman is from Deakin University.
Extremist movements, not all extremist movements to some extent, work to exploit grievances. But what specifically they're tapping into is a desire, it's a diagnosis on the one hand to say the current society is corrupt, it's lost its way, its values are askew, and only we can restore order.
The Law and Safety Committee heard from religious leaders including from Islam, Buddhist, Hindu, Christian and Anglican faiths. Director of the Shia Muslim Council of Australia, Dr. Ali Al-Samail, says migration is a topic that fuels the extremism.
One of the main drivers behind right-wing extremism, which is the focus on migration to the fore, and that creates tension within the community and brings about, I think, a lot of trauma to people who have come to Australia as migrants.
Meanwhile, Erica Hendrawan from the Buddhist Council in New South Wales says social media has a role to play in amplifying the hate.
Because the algorithm obviously feeding your beliefs instead of challenging that belief. So then if you kind of read or viewing one reel that is a little bit more racist, and then they basically keep feeding that view, thinking that is the right view, and give you a little bit more sort of affirmation in the way, in the very negative way, that this is everybody think the same.
The message is clear from those who spoke that tackling extremism requires more than policing. Some of the suggestions that were put forward include education, early intervention and cross-community engagement. Professor Julian Drugan, the co-convener of the AVERT research group at Macquarie University, spoke about the Compact program funded by Multicultural New South Wales, which runs a series of community-led initiatives. The aim of the project is to link marginalized groups and communities together.
Projects that respond to young people in sporting codes through mentoring programs, projects that respond to young people through political engagement programs, people from religious communities coming together across religious boundaries.
The committee is expected to hear from more religious leaders and youth groups before reporting back in April. Helena Krishnamurthy, SBS News.
Momentum Energy is 100% owned by Hydro Tasmania, who in a single hour make enough renewable energy to fill 400,000 bathtubs with freshly popped popcorn, or spin 200 million disco balls all at once, or power an army of 10 million robot vacuums ready to take over the world. Or just help keep your leftovers cold. Either or. For a power company backed by someone who can do all that, switch to Momentum Energy. 100%.